This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Unvaccinated Colorado State employees will soon face regular testing in an effort to protect their coworkers. Governor Polis announced that twice-weekly testing will begin in September for any worker who does not have proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. Just more than half of Colorado's population is now fully immunized. Former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb has died. He was 85 years old. Lamb's family announced his death Thursday, attributing it to complications from a pulmonary embolism earlier this week. A Democrat, Lamb served 3 terms as governor. As he was leaving office in 1987, he told CPR News he loved making policy, but was not interested in any more time on the campaign trail.
You really do get addicted to public policy and to the roar of the crowd. But I've got to tell you right now, while I just love running the state, I get up every morning and I'm very excited about going to work. I'm really sick of politics. I'm sick of all the money that it takes to run for office and all of the time away from the family.
Lamb's legacy includes leading the opposition to Denver hosting the Winter Olympic Games in 1976, supporting environmentalism, and arguing for health care reform. And Interstate 70 is expected to be closed all weekend through Glenwood Canyon as crews work to clear debris from a mudslide that covered the highway last night. Dozens of drivers fleeing the flash flood were trapped in a highway tunnel there overnight. This is CPR News at 5:06.